APGI CEO Brian Miller is getting familiar with local farmers and the local potato industry.
We're a little dry right now. We could use some rain, but there's a decent crop out there. And, you know, we raised some of the best potatoes in the nation, and we're looking for a good harvest. We just need a little rain.
Miller is new to potatoes, but not to agriculture. Miller grew up on a farm south of Carrington, North Dakota. He's a graduate of North Dakota State University and recently worked with a manufacturing company called AgriCover. He has a strong background in logistics and plans to use that with the challenging trucking shortage, including the use of rail to move spuds.
You know, there are quite a few refrigerated trucks in the valley. We'll be able to keep our potatoes going. You know, there's some good guys out there, and we've got some good partners, and we're getting a few more. Yeah, we've got rail at two of our facilities, and we just updated our tracks and raised them up, got them all level, and the rail. Rail's a good way to get them out there.
APGI is getting ready for fall harvest. Miller says they are still wrapping up the move of the previous year's crop.
And we are getting the plants ready. Last year was a big crop. So this is the latest I understand that we've had potatoes. And so we're about empty now. And we have to get all of the bins ready and clean and make sure that our processes are in place to accept the new crop and to clean it, wash it, and haul it out. It's a busy time because harvest will be starting soon.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.